And a question from a Trivart Maga Dasi. And she asks that it's very hard to see pure devotees of the Lord suffer. Why did Prabhupada suffer 2 heart attacks in the Jaladutta boat? He is so dedicated to spread the holy names of the Lord. And the answer is that Vaishnavas don't try to avoid their karma if they have karma, neither do they try to avoid the consequences of being in this material world, which is a reality and doesn't just go away just because you're a devotee. Neither do they avoid the consequences of a body which also shows the symptoms of birth, death, old age, and disease, even though they may be transcendentally situated to those bodies. Why? Well, for a practicing devotee, he doesn't do it because he doesn't want to compromise his faith in Krishna. In other words, he just wants to leave everything to Krishna, depend on Krishna, and if Krishna wants something to happen, then let that happen, it will happen, and if he doesn't want something to happen, then it won't. So this is really called Shraddha. Shraddha Viswas, when you have this very strong conviction and dependence on Krishna. And the pure devotee, he doesn't try to think like that, he thinks like that. He's already situated in that type of consciousness, so it doesn't occur to him to try to avoid these other situations, be they pleasant or unpleasant. Tatenu kampam shushimikshamano, as Srimad Bhagavatam says. And Krishna sets the same example in that although He's the Supreme Lord, but still He leaves a material body behind just to show us that while one is functioning in the material world, there are certain conveniences and inconveniences, mostly inconveniences, that one should learn to expect and tolerate. And that's the first thing Krishna tells Arjuna. He says, Tamstha Tiksha Svabharata. He doesn't tell Arjuna, okay, now you're a devotee, so you're going to be absolved from Matra Spasa Shitosha Usna, from summer, winter, from heat and cold, or that mosquitoes aren't going to bite you anymore. No, he says that you should tolerate these things. That's our business. As a devotee once observed how Prabhupada was being harassed by mosquitoes, and he asked the Prabhupada, how come mosquitoes are biting you? And Prabhupada says, they don't care anything for pure devotees. So that's what it means to live in the material world. And whereas yogis, they may use the results of their austerities or mystic powers to neutralize these things. For instance, living out in the cold in the Himalayas, and not feeling cold and so on. But that's not the way in which Vaishnavas or Vaishnavis approach it. So whatever Krishna wants to give, then we'll accept that. And if Krishna doesn't want something to happen, then he won't let it happen anyway. And then, of course, beyond that is, what does it mean, suffering? What does it mean when a devotee is suffering? To the degree that someone is situated in transcendental knowledge, then to that degree, they digest or deal with inconveniences, old age, disease, and death in a different way. One gets strength from transcendental knowledge. One gets spiritual strength from transcendental knowledge. And learns how to tolerate these things. And the more learned one is, the more advanced one is spiritually, the more different the way in which one reacts to the conditions of the material world. And therefore, part of the training of Krishna consciousness is that devotees will learn how not to be influenced by the most difficult situation in life, which is death, and remain undisturbed. So undisturbed, they may be feeling inconvenience, they may be feeling pain, but aside from that they are able to actually think about Krishna. We don't want these material inconveniences to distract us, and that's what tolerance is. Tolerance isn't just about gritting your teeth and bearing it, but tolerance is simultaneously to be able to think about Krishna and fix our minds on Krishna. Because that's the real result or the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.